tough morning going through everything. Really detailed meetings. I know as a coaching staff, watching the tape, evaluating the tape, going through everything, and really trying to put this all together. I think that we harp on execution, accountability, and some of those same things came up. I think, let's start first of all with our offense. I thought offensively in the first half we played poorly. We didn't manage to get anything going on the run game, the passing game. I think we had 66 total yards of offense off 18 plays. Six series? I think five of the series were three and outs or less. And that doesn't generate a lot. And I know at times that can affect the defense. On the other side, the defense didn't get off the field either, and that can affect the offense. So they kind of work hand in hand. But we gave up three sacks in the first half. Our third downs weren't very good. One explosive play, and that was a 13-yard run. So just not a lot being generated offensively. The second half, obviously we made the change with Blake, brought him in, and some things went better. We had six series in the second half. There was no three and outs. We had a 10-play drive, a 7-play drive, an 8-play drive, 5, 4, and 8. Those types of plays on drives. And I think you look at it just as point totals. Defensively, we gave up 7 points in the second half. And I think, they just work together there. So it's good to get some things going there. Our third down percentage went up offensively to 60% in the second half. We had six explosive plays, two turnovers. We're going to take that out of there. And we ran the ball better, 72 yards rushing in the second half, and then 206 yards passing. So overall, stats-wise, it did feel differently in the second half. And we understand that they had a lead, but I think the challenge was to come out and compete, and we played better. Defensively, we didn't stop them in the first half. Every drive they had in the first half, they scored points, whether it's a touchdown or a field goal. I know that's what primarily spent a lot of time on the defensive side today with the staff and looking at everything. The third downs weren't good, seven explosive plays in the first half. 330 yards total offense in the first half, 42 plays. So, again, didn't play real well in the first half. Second half, a little bit better as far as points that we gave up. But overall, we just should be playing better defensively. I think I take a look at, there's some guys that are playing well. I think in the defensive line, you look at them, I know that there's some talk with them, some yards rushing and pressure. But when you watch the tape, some pretty good things. I see branches flying around. Red Bryant played pretty well. Sanderic Roy did some good things. I think behind that is where we need to take a look at some things. And it's consistency. Jonathan Cyprian played pretty well. Puzz played pretty well. In the corners, I think at the corner spot, we're staying on top. We're believing in our principles. But I don't see us competing for the ball. I don't see us challenging routes like we need to, and we need to take care of that. At the linebacker spot, I think that, like the auto spot, we had some challenges go on there. We missed some tackles. We had some opportunities to make plays. We didn't capture those opportunities. I think that if we're – it's not so much the calls. I know that may be a question, like the defensive calls. It's not the defensive calls. It's more the responsibilities within the calls. When I look at that and I see 10 guys doing it right, one guy not doing it right, and, you see some things like that, or even technique errors, even with some of our better players, I think we need to tighten up on that. But when they're prepared for it, they do pretty well. But when it's something new and they have to go back to a bank of experiences that they've had, at times there's no bank there for them. And, I think that's the challenge for us defensively. But it's become where it's leaning down towards a trust issue. Do I trust that you're going to be where you need to be? Am I going to trust that you understand your responsibilities? That's a little bit of that, I think, is an issue. Special teams, I thought special teams did pretty well throughout. There's a couple things on our punt coverage that we need to work on. But overall, pretty pleased with that.
It's not the defensive calls, it's the responsibility within the calls.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, when you look at, say, for example, we make a defensive call, a pressure. We call a pressure on a certain situation. We like the call. And then that we execute it, but we attack the wrong leg. Or we take a false step before we come, and we got to go. So that part is a combination of both. That falls on the player. and it falls on the coaches to make sure we teach the proper technique within the call. And but I think there's just too many missed opportunities. There was some just blown assignments, just things that I don't know where they came from. And those things seem to come up repeatedly with some guys, and we need to find out what exactly went wrong.
Guys trying to do too much?
At times, I think guys trying to do too much. I think that, you know what, there's certain indicators that you have. And I think that when it's hard enough to play defense and you just follow through with your principles, but when you have indicators and they show up that give you a chance to make a play and you're taught those indicators and then you don't use those indicators to help you on the field, that's tough. That's really tough. It's tough enough anyway, but you have to take advantage of knowing that information. And whether the player isn't seeing the indicators or the indicators aren't passed on to him so he can perform at his higher level, that's what we need to find out.
You said yesterday that you need to make some changes, and then you just implied in your opening remarks about the back seven. Are you thinking about making changes?
Yeah, I think we need to take a look at that and just see. I'm very interested to see, watching tape, but also they're meeting with the players right now just to hear what they saw or see what they saw or hear how they're explaining themselves. But it's pretty evident on tape. So, yeah, we're going to take a look at it, and, there may be a change.
How tough is this for you personally? I mean, defense is right. Kind of your thing.
Well, it's tough now. It's tough. I think this whole team, it's tough. It's not just defense or offense or special teams. This overall is a great challenge to go through. But defensively, because of it's a lot of the principles that I'm familiar with, not to see them get executed to the way we need to, that's frustrating. So you go back. How are we teaching it? How are we giving them the indicators? Are we giving them everything we can to help them be successful, and then they're not just doing it? Or where are we at right now? So it was only just challenging. We won't only challenge the players, but coaches as far as the teaching principles. How are we giving them information? Are we giving them 800 things to learn and they can't process it all? Or are we keeping it simple and too simple and not giving them enough information?
You brought in most of these players, are you bringing in the right players, or the wrong players?
No, most of the players, yeah, we did. We've either drafted them or brought them in through free agency. And I told them, I said, our best half was Philadelphia, the first half of that game. And maybe our other best half was the second half against Indy. And, you put them together and you say, all right, we've got the guys to do it. It's just consistency. I think it's a bigger problem if I looked and I saw five guys doing it right and six guys doing it wrong, or they just can't do it. I think there was some times yesterday that took place that I'm not sure what we asked them to do athletically if we didn't put them in a tough position. So there's going to be some times where that happens.
You keep saying, well, maybe one guy's off. When you watch the game, it looked like Andrew Luckhead. Guy's wide open. Just
That's what I said, though. Our corners and underneath coverage, we've got to not only just do our principles, but we got to compete to challenge these routes. A simple curl flat, we need to have our corners drive the curl flat, not just making sure it's not going deep, but compete at the end result. And that's why I feel like we need to challenge our guys more to be they're competing but not challenging as fiercely as we would like on some of the concepts.
Are you getting enough productivity out of Chris Clemons at this point?
Yeah, I think, it was, we've got some sacks so far this year. I know that, through the games, and he's applying pressure, maybe not sacks lately, but affecting the quarterback. Obviously, we need to generate more. Yesterday, we had him be involved in some games to try to utilize his, chipping and things like that to try to utilize some of his strengths. But, yeah, I'm pleased with Clem. I don't have the total yet.
Do you think it was lower than last week?
No, I don't think it was more last week, but we did miss quite a few tackles, especially in the first half.
You follow up on the defense. How do you avoid the blame game? Players blaming coaches.
Sure, I don't believe that's you never want to be naive. I know guys are frustrated, but I don't believe that's never been a situation we've had to deal with for the most part within our team. Now, you don't want to be naive that when you really get frustrated, some of those things can pop up. But I find it the other way. I find that our guys are taking accountability. I believe that they're saying, hey, I don't know if we have enough trust. I don't know if we're playing things consistently enough in order for us to deserve to play as well as we need to. So I think it's more they're taking on responsibility. And, you know, it's good to have friendships. It's good to be enjoy each other's company. But a true leader, you know, will make sure their followers don't get lost either. And I think that's what I, you know, the challenge for our guys is, hey, make sure you don't they don't get lost.
You mentioned last week the possibility of simplifying schemes, and I think you just alluded to it again. Is that still under consideration? Did it happen at all during the course of this week's preparation?
Well, I don't know. I think that you can simplify schemes and just go out there and trust your principles, but I think that you also got to challenge our guys too. You know, the calls might be simple, but everything within the call, there's some you can keep it simple or you can really attach a lot of things and make it more complicated. When you, you know, have 20 calls total, then you would expect to do things really well in those calls. You would really put a lot of your emphasis on knowing indicators that offenses are showing you because you're spending all your time on that. That part I think we need to challenge them more on and hold them accountable to knowing that.
A couple of changes along the offensive line this week. Do you feel like they were able to better protect?
Yeah, I think it was better. Yes, Sam played pretty well. He played pretty well. We're pretty pleased with him. And Bo Winkle, just like we thought, he showed his athleticism. And I thought for his first game, too, he did a nice job.
How much do you mention Branch? Do you think he deserves more snaps, or do you want to get him involved a little bit more than what he already has?
Well, I don't know the snap breakdown. I know that we're playing nine guys right now, and they're getting opportunities. And, you know, I don't know the exact totals, play numbers, what it ended up.
Does he just need a bigger role?
Well, they rotate all the time on first and second down, and they're both in on third down.
How much do you think that second half players fed off Blake? Or was it just you guys getting these guys fired up and saying they had to play a better second half?
Well, I think that one part, I think the second half, you know, we were watching to see. And I really give them credit as far as coming out and competing. They really did. They competed plays like Hearns' play, you know, defensive plays, offensive plays, special teams. That was a great sign. But I do think that when Blake came in, and although there were some plays that, you know, you know, maybe he wish he had back. I think the overall feel when we started to have some success, that really permeated through the whole team.
What was the operation like for Blake? You mentioned mental errors in the preseason. Was he always in the right play?
Yeah, well, there's a couple. You saw him freelance is not the right word. You saw him get out of plays, get out of tough situations. The fake spike. That fake spike was supposed to be a fade. Cecil saw outside leverage and turned into a slant. Blake thought it was going to be a fade. He adjusted, hit the slant for a touchdown. Pretty good. You know, he did things like that. That'd be one example. He did things like that through the game. He adjusted very well on the run and made some plays. Got out of pressure, hit Will down the sideline. You know, things like that that you saw him do. So, yeah, played pretty well, although, you know, interception, a pick for a touchdown. You know, did some things, but I think what he gave us the opportunity was he made plays out of some plays that maybe weren't there initially.
What do you want to see out of him this week?
Well, he'll get extra reps now, obviously. You know, now he's getting into team reps, and he'll get more, probably get all the team reps. And I think that he showed really good poise. I think that he really handled the situation well. It was a good week for him. I think that he had a chance to really prepare mentally and set everything in pace that when this opportunity presented himself, he now has a routine how he's going to do it. So, you know, we expect him to get better.
Do you believe the guys played harder with a chance? I mean, the answer would be that Bortles is better, but it just seems like the bench, everything was, the effort and the production was much more with him out there.
Yeah, you would hope not, but it just happens, right? I mean, when the offense is moving the ball and they can feel it, it does affect the defense, and I think vice versa too. So I think it does have an impact. I think that you saw the energy level go up. I think we came out with an energy level in the second half to get this thing right, and then when we had some success, it, you know, that momentum will carry through.